Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church.
And I'm Doug McBurney, and I'm with him.
Doug, great to have you in the studio.
It's good to see you back, Bob. You look rested.
I didn't gain 1 pound.
Really?
Yeah, it was like 80% carbs, but it's a limited quantity in jail food.
Now, do you get any exercise? Were you out in the yard pumping iron?
Well, you could have, and there was plenty of opportunity, basketball, handball, but remember my back went out on those beds.
That's right. Basketball and handball?
Oh, yeah, it's fun.
That's incarceration.
Being in jail is fun. Jail's a joke.
Well,
jail is timeout. You know, liberals, jail is timeout for criminals, and timeout doesn't work.
It does not work.
You need spanking.
Yeah.
Yeah, flogging works, restitution works, and the death penalty
if all
works.
Else fails. Yeah.
As long as you're able to get the needle. They shouldn't use a needle, though, for the death penalty. It should really just be flat out painful.
Yeah, yeah. Stoning seems a little bit.
That'd be painful.
That'd be very painful.
Like somebody, you know, rapist, murderer,
and
we're so nice to him.
Yeah.
And guys beat their wives and girlfriends, and we offer up, we sacrifice women on the altar of being nice to the criminals.
Ugh.
So criminals, they beat their girlfriends, they go to jail, and they play basketball for 3 months.
And what good does that do the woman who's been abused?
Right. And the wife whose husband goes out and gets drunk and in a fight, and he goes to jail, and she's stuck trying to pay the bills.
Yeah.
It's just so broken. But anyway, jail's a joke.
But
I had a good time.
Okay, but we've got some pressing news for today, headlines.
All right.
We've got an action alert from the American Family Association.
Yeah.
Safeway, that's the grocery store, Safeway.
Safeway,
the grocery chain.
I've heard of them.
Yeah, they're placing large posters encouraging all of us to celebrate the gay lifestyle with them during the entire month of June.
That is just so disgusting.
Yeah.
So the grocery store chain, they have a lot of stores.
Yeah, they've got about 1,500 stores.
And they have posters.
Big posters when you go in.
In each one.
That say gay/lesbian Pride Month and a picture of Harvey Milk, of all people.
Now that grosses me out. You know that school in New York City, the Harvey Milk High School?
I've heard of it.
Yeah, well, they have a, this is really gross, Doug. I shouldn't even say it on the air. In fact, I won't really.
Yeah, let's not.
Not too much information, but here's a quote from the founder, the president of New York's Harvey Milk High School.
Uh-huh.
This is in a homosexual magazine called Out Magazine. I give you the date and the page number.
Okay.
Damian Martin, the head of the homosexual Harvey Milk High School in New York City, said no child has ever been hurt by, and then he described a sexual act performed on a child.
Yeah.
And Doug, we have dozens of quotes like this from leading homosexuals who defend sex with children. And that's the founder of the New York City's Harvey Milk High School, Out Magazine.
And now you're going to shop.
Page 73.
You're not you or I, obviously. It'd be our wives. My wife does all the shopping.
Where does she shop?
Your wife. I know that.
Takako.
In our neighborhood.
Your wife's name is Takako?
Takako. What
kind of a name is Takako?
It's Okinawan.
Okinawan.
Yeah, Okinawa. That's one of the islands that Kim Jong Il may have one of his missiles pointed at here in the next few
weeks.
But
you're saying it's a noun? It's an okay noun?
No, it's Okinawan from Okinawa.
Oh, the island of Okinawa.
As in the Battle of. Anyway, I'll bring you up to speed on all.
Yeah,
this.
So your wife shops where?
She shops she does Safeway, she does King Super. If you're looking for vegetables, especially avocados, there is in our neighborhood you have to go to the Safeway. There's no option.
All right.
The other fruit and vegetables are just subpar.
You know what? I bet you some liberals were angry just then when I said, "Where does your wife shop?" They are wound so tightly. They're so judgmental. They get freaked out so easily. Just ask, so where does your wife shop?
Right.
And they get all upset.
Let's drive them crazy, Bob. Where does your wife shop?
Well, you know, I'd like to find out.
You should be paying attention to that.
All right. Can we call? I'm going to pick up the phone here. I'd like to call my wife. Can you get a dial tone? Yeah. Give me a dial tone and let's dial.
Yeah.
There we go. I had to call her cell phone number because I don't think she's home.
You don't
she might
let
be home.
Those tones go out over the air.
Oh, liberals are too dumb to figure them out.
Well, they might.
Hello?
Okay. Honey.
Hi there.
How are you, doll?
I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, but I got to warn you, FCC regulations, I have to let you know we're live on the air right now on AM 670 KLTT.
Okay, well, if you're live, this might be exciting. I've got a bunch of kids that I'm watching right now.
You have a bunch of kids at...
Yeah. Well, yeah, I've got the kids and the grandkids, and we're outside.
Praise the Lord.
She's outside. Now, yeah, you're really driving the liberals insane now, admitting that you're having to take care of kids while your husband's at work.
That's right.
Yeah, right, right.
That's just, you're obviously a slave.
Honey.
Yeah. Well, just if I have to yell at somebody or somebody gets hurt, I might have to,
hang up.
Yeah, well, that's understandable. So, Cheryl.
Yeah.
You've heard about the Safeway grocery chain. And they are promoting this month as Gay and Lesbian Month. And, you know, of course, the American Family Association, Don Wildman, they're protesting against this. They call for a boycott.
Yes, a boycott.
Do we shop at Safeway?
Constantly. I always run out of Safeway. It's the closest store to my house.
We do.
Because it's right. Yeah, it's convenient, right? It's right there.
And do we have a small grocery bill or a large grocery bill every month?
We have a humongous grocery bill.
Humongous. Well, I guess we have a lot of boys, right?
That's right.
And why is it once they're emancipated, once they're like 18, 19, 20, they're out of the house?
Yeah.
Why is it that they still eat at the house? I don't get that.
I know Stephen does that all the time. He stops by and asks if I have any food.
Right. Which is great, of course. We love it.
And if you're not buying him food, he'll figure out a way to survive on ramen noodles for like a week at a time.
Yeah, so out of guilt, we have to feed him.
Right.
And we have seven boys and grandkids. So, honey, what do you think about Don Wildman calling for a boycott of Safeway over their blatant promotion of such a destructive lifestyle? If you love your neighbor, you will warn him, don't shoot heroin.
Mm-hmm.
Don't be a homosexual. Don't kill your unborn child. If you love your neighbor, you'll warn them. Hun, do you think we could join this boycott?
Well, I think we could. And, you know, boycotts are generally effective. I mean, nothing speaks louder than the wallet, right?
Amen.
I mean, so, I actually prefer King Soopers anyway, but it's just across the street, you know. So, you know, it's not going to be any bigger deal to go to across the street to King Soopers.
All right. But are you saying you usually would go to Safeway because it's just a little bit closer?
Yeah. It's less hassle to go
and
to
you
Safeway
prefer,
because
it's on our side of the street.
The intersection, right.
Yeah.
Right.
But you prefer King Soopers, really?
I really would. Yeah.
That's Kroger's because they're just a little better than Safeway.
Yeah, well, a little cheaper, and I can navigate the store a little bit better.
And you don't have to look at a picture of Harvey Milk when you walk in the store.
Right.
How about that?
You just get, and you know what, Doug? They used to sell milk with the caps. They used to say homo.
I remember that.
And they stopped that after we did our skit. Remember that skit we aired on TV in 80 cities?
Yes.
That was the end of those caps.
Never again.
They never came back.
Now, so, Cheryl, before we let you go, I know that you've probably got to spank at least one of those kids already. But I want to know, how was it with Bob off in jail for 9 days? How did you do? How did that go?
It was like a vacation.
Well, you know, for 9 days, you know, it was fine. You know, we got through it fine. We were quite busy. You know, the kids had baseball and swimming lessons and hockey and we had repair guys coming over here, you know, so it was busy every day. So we were fine. You know, I know on the way home, Dominic is our
youngest.
Yeah. And he said, I don't think I'm going to sleep well tonight. And I said, why? He said, well, you know, because Dad.
Oh.
So anyway,
and they were in the court when my brother Brian was sentenced to pay a fine and Ken Scott and I were sentenced to pay a fine. And we politely, respectfully refused to support a system advocating the killing of kids. And so we were thrown in jail. We were handcuffed in the courtroom.
So, Cheryl, you and the boys witnessed Bob being shackled and taken off to jail?
Yeah, I was really surprised that they put handcuffs on him because it was like it's not like they're criminals or anything.
Well, and my son,
honey,
our son Zachary, his eyes were as wide as could be when the officer put handcuffs on us. But so Dominic said that, huh, when you were driving home? I feel sorry for him. He's such a sweet boy. Our kids are 8, 9, 11, 21, 23, 25, and 27. So he's the youngest.
Yeah, and Dominic, when you were getting picked up, he went with Grandma Connie and Pops.
Al and Connie, Sharon.
Yeah.
Grandma and Pops. And it was like a two-hour drive almost.
Right. It was a two-hour drive almost. And you were a little bit late in getting released. We thought it was going to be noon, and it turned out to be about 2 o'clock.
Well, we were 2 hours late getting released, correct.
And Dominic said, well, I had to stand up the whole time for 2 hours. And I said, why weren't there enough chairs there? He said, no, there were chairs, but I wanted to stand up because I wanted to be able to see him when he came through those doors.
All right. That's awesome.
Yeah.
What a sweet boy. I'm going to have to give him extra kisses and hugs tonight.
Yeah, that's awesome. He deserves
so
it.
In other words, Grandma Connie and Pops were sitting down in the chairs in the lobby of the jail, but
yeah.
Dominic was standing so he could see the doorway?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
He didn't tell me that.
Yeah, well, that's what he told me.
They were there for 2 hours.
Right. I think he stood up the whole time.
What a loving son.
And Cheryl, we all appreciate. We know that life for a woman whose husband does right and risks the consequences is not always easy. So we appreciate you, and you're a tremendous blessing to all of us who try to help Bob in whatever little ways we can. You're the biggest help, and God bless you.
Thank you
so
much.
So, honey, so our family will join the American Family Association boycott of Safeway?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, and you know what, Doug? We have other families in the radio audience. We got 50,000 watts.
Yeah, yeah.
There's got to be at least 3 or 4 other families.
I'm going to volunteer my wife to take part in the boycott without her permission.
Wow. Do you think she might be?
Because I'm the head of my household.
Does she ever? Does she ever? She's picked out a wooden spoon right now. Does she ever listen when you're on?
She listens almost every time that I'm on, unless, you know, there's a child interfering sometimes.
So anyway, if she doesn't call.
It doesn't matter, Bob. If she walked in and saw a picture of Harvey Milk, she would lose her desire to buy any groceries or to eat, and she would leave the store like any normal person.
All right, honey, thank you for letting us call you.
Oh, you're welcome.
All right, love you, doll.
Love you too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so Cheryl, my wife. And
she's great, Bob. You really hit a home run with that one.
Yeah, there's no question.
So I just want to let folks know from the AFA Action Alert, Safeway has a number of stores. Safeway, Dominic's, Vons, Gennardi's, Randall's, and Tom Thumb. They're all accomplices in this promotion of Harvey Milk and the homosexual lifestyle, and we want to boycott all of them.
And if you love your neighbor, you're not going to be apathetic and not care if he destroys himself. And since homosexuality has been promoted publicly in the last 40 years, approximately in America, about 1 million people have suffered a tortured death worldwide. 10 million people, Doug, 10 million have suffered tortured deaths directly from the homosexual lifestyle directly. And you know how they say, for example, intravenous drug use is a spread of HIV, AIDS?
Right. Yes.
Well, that's because it's not if you magically take a needle and put it in your arm, it's going to magically generate a biogenesis.
No.
It's going to generate the HIV virus.
No.
That's typically because some homosexual prostitute also shoots up drugs and shares the needle.
Mm-hmm.
So he shares the needle. So somebody got it from the needle.
Right.
Well, what do you think? The needle just created the HIV virus?
No.
You think they stuck it in a monkey first?
No, it's that whole lifestyle is bent on destruction.
Yeah, and you know, the liberals said that AIDS would not be a primarily homosexual phenomena in America.
I remember about 15 years ago.
And now even the CDC, you know, in Rome they have the Holy See.
Yeah.
And in Atlanta they have the CDC.
Right.
S-E-E-D-Y. The
centers,
CDC.
Plural, centers for disease control.
Yeah. Even they have said that in America, we're beyond the fear of a pandemic.
Right.
And that AIDS is specifically, primarily, a disease affecting the homosexual community. They used to call it gay man's bowel syndrome.
Bowel syndrome.
Sorry, AIDS.
Yeah.
So it's the New Testament says if you're a homosexual, you will pay the penalty which is due in your body.
In your own body.
Because God didn't make men to do such a despicable thing. It's just dangerous. It's like shooting drugs.
Now, I have a question.
Yeah.
I was not aware that it was Gay LBT Pride Month, and I apologize if I've left anyone out.
Month?
month.
Not even week?
No, it's a month. The month of June.
Come on, Doug.
Has been declared by someone.
Mothers, there are 2 billion moms in the world?
Yeah.
Is that about right? 2 billion moms about?
Yeah, yeah.
Maybe a few less, but yeah. They only get one day. Is
Mother's
that true?
Day.
They get it.
Mother's Day. Father's Day is coming up. That's Father's, only one day.
Anyone else gets one day?
Well, George Washington, Abraham Lincoln used to get one day.
Now they get a half a day.
Yeah, they have to share it with all 45 presidents.
Yeah.
44.
And we have, what else? The Lord's birth.
Christmas Day.
Gets it's one day. Day.
Mm-hmm. Easter. Easter is one day of the resurrection.
So the Lord gets 2 days.
Biggest news in the history of mankind, that a man rises from the dead, it gets one day.
One day. And I should tell you what my homosexual uncle said about that, but maybe later. Doug, but the homos get a whole month.
They want a month, and it's the month
they get
of
a whole
June.
Month. Whenever it's a liberal thing, they get a whole month.
Yeah, they get a whole. And June is typically the month in which heterosexuals marry off.
Right.
I mean, it's the most popular wedding month.
When homosexuals get married, so often it's like cliche. They'll be on the steps of the courthouse, or they'll be at a church, and the guy there'll be a woman in a suit,
that's right,
and another woman in a wedding gown.
Yeah.
And even in their rebellion against God, they are affirming the truth that God made them male and female.
Yeah, yeah.
Even in their rebellion, and you know what? Since we started pointing that out when we were on 80 cities 5 nights a week, they stopped.
They've stopped doing that.
Yeah,
so
because they realize what they're showing.
But they knew from the beginning that the wedding photos would just look stupid if it was two dresses. They knew
you can't tell who it is.
You know
who's
it's
the butch.
Look, but now they're willing to sacrifice a ridiculous looking wedding photo.
Yeah.
In order to not conform to what you've caught them in, basically.
Right. And remember all the flooding in the Midwest when the Clintons...
1993.
Yeah.
The Clintons, Great Flood, yeah.
And that we figured out, that was because Hillary brought all the dikes to D.C. That's what happened. But God came to undam the dikes.
That's right. Amen, brother.
But you have to be humble.
You have to be able to admit that you're sinful and that you've hurt God and you've hurt other people.
Yeah.
And your general manager,
Will Duffy,
general manager was asking, why do they want to get married? Why do they want to take part in a Christian sacrament?
Right.
And I said, you just answered your own question. It's a Christian sacrament. Right. And they want it.
Judeo-Christian. God instituted marriage.
Whole, Judeo-Christian.
And so they want to do it just to mock God.
Right.
And to try to crumble any last vestige of Christian principles in our culture. But then Will Duffy also asked the question. He said, Bob, could you guess why most unbelievers get married? He said, I've been asking for a long time when I know people are not Christians, they're going to get married, mm-hmm. and they're living together. So I said, why are you going to get married? And I guessed. I said, taxes. And he said, that's right.
Wow.
Taxes. They have no reason to get married.
That's it.
No reason.
That's wild.
And that's the war against God, the long war against God.
You know, that reminds me, before my wife and I got married, a person confronted me and said, if you don't marry that girl, you're treating her like trash.
Wow.
And I was convicted.
Wow, good.
And I said, let's go get married.
Doug, you guys have the most beautiful family. You guys produce the most beautiful kids in the world.
Three beautiful girls.
How
so
do
far.
You do it?
Just, you know what? It's God built a system that works fairly reliably.
It works fairly, except in London.
Oh,
in London. You know, they have the Muslim community there?
Yes.
And they are so inbred. They're well, it's not funny.
Okay.
This is a real news story.
Okay.
This is from the BBC in London.
All right.
It turns out that because, of course, they're only going to marry another Muslim, they are inbred and their children have this skyrocketing incidence of birth defects. And they're not benefiting from God's teachings in his word, which give us the understanding that if you marry close relatives,
right,
that your kids are going to suffer.
Hmm.
So it's a real tragedy.
It's amazing how many of the problems.
Oh, and you married a woman from halfway around the world.
See, my family comes from Ireland,
Doug,
and hers comes from Japan.
No wonder you have
so
such beautiful kids.
A good gene mix.
Yeah.
Diversity of the gene pool.
Now, that's just
now,
great.
You brought up Will earlier.
Will Duffy,
the general manager.
Yeah, founder of the Collaborators Project.
And master of all things behind the scenes here.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, very talented, gifted young man.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I understand. Now, we've been following this story about the North Korean lunatic.
Yeah, Kim Jong-il.
Kim Dong-il.
Yeah.
And the fact that he's threatening, he's basically, there are reports in the Japanese media that he is possibly pointing a missile at Hawaii to be launched somewhere around the 4th of July.
4th of July.
Yeah.
And, you know, the Japanese, they have an agenda here.
Yeah, they're terrified.
Yeah, right. I mean, they're close enough. Could you? I mean, it's incomprehensible. They've already been hit with a nuke twice.
Yes.
And those two nukes, Nagasaki and Hiroshima, they very possibly saved the lives of a million Japanese civilians because we had drawn up plans to invade Tokyo.
Right. It was going to be very, very ugly.
Yeah. How many Americans, how many GIs would have been killed?
Estimates were a million. Those are reliable estimates from the Army and the Marines and the Navy.
And so,
a million casualties.
So I thank God that we developed nuclear weapon first.
Yes.
And we used it to end the war in the Pacific.
Yes.
And so Japan has already been hit twice at moderately sized cities.
Yeah.
Could you imagine a lunatic like that runs North Korea?
Yeah, Kim Dong-il.
Sending a nuke and landing it on Tokyo.
Wow.
It's incomprehensible. So they're already gun shy, understandably.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they're scared.
So they have an agenda. So they want America to take greater notice and be more proactive on stopping this lunatic from using nuclear weapons. So,
which we have some obligation to be, since we pretty much disarmed them and set them up as a pacifist social democracy.
Well, and it was their fault. They aggressively attacked Pearl Harbor.
Yes.
And
we have actually constrained
Douglas
their
MacArthur.
Desire. We have constrained their desire for military expansion over the last 20 years.
Yeah, 20 years?
Over the last 20 years, just the last 20 years, there has been a desire on the part of their government to build a Navy.
And we've
example.
Urged them not to.
And we have urged them not to
which
do
I
so.
Which I think is a mistake.
A huge mistake.
Right. They
that's
should.
That's beside the point.
That's beside the point. General Douglas MacArthur
wrote their constitution.
And, in fact, I remember that he asked for 5,000 American missionaries to go to Japan.
That's right.
And the churches of America, I mean, he's like the number one personality in the world. And he asked for 5,000 American missionaries to go to Japan.
Right.
And the churches in America did not answer that call.
How did they drop that ball?
What a tragedy.
Yeah, that's a shame.
What a tragic loss at a crucial moment in human history. There could be 10 million additional Japanese worshiping Jesus Christ today.
And if you go there, folks, it's depressing because it's a post-pagan culture.
Post-pagan?
They don't,
it's
they
not
don't
even pagan.
They don't even have a pagan religion. They're just consumerist and they're obsessed with hedonism and it's ugly.
And pornography like America is, but even in a different way.
More open. We dropped the ball on that. MacArthur was right.
He was right. And so, but you know what? They didn't mind us inserting a pacifist government in their constitution. They sort of wanted it.
Yeah. They felt bad. They felt guilty about what they had
done.
Yeah,
which was appropriate. And I mean, they went into Korea and kidnapped Korean women to force them to be prostitutes to service the Japanese military.
Yeah, and now
tens of thousands of Korean women.
It's kind of ironic that at the beginning of the 20th century, Japan really committed horrendous crimes against Korea, the entire peninsula, for 50 years.
Yeah,
and now the basically we've allowed a dictator to fester there for another 50 years.
Yeah, Bill Clinton gave him what, hundreds of millions? Was it 100 million? I forget the amount for nuclear energy.
Yeah,
as long as he dropped his nuclear weapons program. I mean, Bill Clinton is an idiot.
Well, and Madeleine Albright,
half bright.
Not all.
Okay, so anyway, you were making the point.
Why would I understand that Dong-il is a lunatic, but why would he dare think about launching a missile toward Hawaii on the 4th of July?
On the 4th.
What could possibly?
We figured that out.
We
figured that out.
Do you have some intelligence sources?
BEL intelligence. Our general manager for KGOV.com, Will Duffy.
The aforementioned Will Duffy.
Is headed to Hawaii
for
his annual vacation.
Oh, wow.
And he is going to be in Honolulu on July 4th.
Oh.
And we think
someone tipped off
Kim Dong-il.
Yeah.
We think he might be going after Will Duffy.
Well, we know that Will doesn't have any friends in the State Department here in the United States.
No.
He's got enemies, in fact, in the State Department.
Right.
People in a position to know what North Korea may or may not be capable they don't like Will Duffy.
Well, he's the founder of the Collaborators Project.
Right. He's
so anyway, that could be they chose that date.
Bob Enyart Live has key staff on the ground in Hawaii over the 4th of July holiday, and crazy Kim Dong-il threatens to launch a missile right over that holiday period.
Hopefully, if they do, we'll shoot it down. It will.
Wouldn't that be cool?
It'd be so cool.
That would be
hit a bullet with a bullet.
Yeah, yeah.
Be great.
That would be great.
All right. So,
hey, and you know what? If we knocked down his missile, that would start a confrontation could result in the liberation of 22 million slaves.
And that would be a great great accomplishment from America, even though we're so evil in so many ways.
And even if we had to give Obama credit for doing
Obama's a mass murderer, kills unborn children even after they're born.
He does.
But that would be a great thing to liberate 22 million Koreans. You know what? Liberals, they don't really care if communists don't give freedom to a billion people. Liberals are just apologists. They don't care. They don't care about freedom. Doug, I just got out of jail. You cannot overestimate the value of freedom.
Oh, I know.
You cannot. That's why when God created us beings, angels, he made us free. Mm. He gave us a will. A will means the ability to decide. Mm. So we could decide to love God or to hate God. God made us free. In communist countries, they value equality as their top principle.
Yeah.
And guess what they have to take away to make everybody equal?
Freedom.
They have to take away freedom. Every communist country becomes a jail. They put barbed wire over their borders, and they will shoot you in the back if you're trying to flee for freedom.
Oh, we saw a video just the other night of North Koreans trying to get into the Japanese embassy in China. Mm. It was horrifying. Mm. I mean, they were literally shot, beat, kicked, punched, and stopped from escaping that slavery.
So Kim Jong-il, if we went to war and toppled his government over this,
yes,
praise God.
Amen.
I mean, that would be great. Now, he could put a nuke on a ship and sail it to Pearl Harbor.
Sure, he could.
He
or
could
to
do
LA.
That.
He could sail
he doesn't
to Los
need
Angeles.
A missile.
No, he doesn't.
No. So it's horrific, and liberals are stupid, so they don't know how to respond. Mm. But it's not true that liberals don't like war. Liberals are all for war.
They'd just be fine at war.
Not if there's a Republican in the White House.
Right, and not if you're going to war against a truly despotic communist regime. They don't like that.
Well, generally, but they can do it.
Oh, they can do it.
Yeah, FDR with the Nazis and the imperialist Japanese. So, Doug, we're out of time.
Well, Bob, it's just great to have you back.
Let's pray for Ken Scott, who's still in jail. Lord willing, he'll be released tomorrow. Member of American Right to Life.
Amen. Thank you, Ken. Thank you, Bob.
And hey, our Ann Coulter video is almost at 38,000 views. If you could check it out, AnnCoulterApology.com on YouTube. Great video. All right, Doug, thank you. So, Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada. What a great school. And our website, KGOV.com, 800-8-N-Yards.